The law is known simply as Senate Bill 100, but ask five different educators to explain what it requires, you're going to get five different explanations. Orlando Thomas, in charge of discipline for Champaign Schools, can fit his explanation on a Post-it note.
My understanding of Senate Bill 100 in a nutshell is the goal is to reduce exclusionary practices. And so the hope is that school districts are able to put in place interventions that would help to keep kids in school as opposed to sending them out.
Amy Biancari, who teaches at Batavia High School in Chicago's affluent western suburbs, has a slightly different perspective.
Senate Bill 100 basically makes it more difficult to suspend kids, especially for minor discipline infractions. So if a student was chronically truant and then insubordinate to teachers and, you know, they had certain like X amount of strikes and you're out, they don't do that anymore because it's counter to the success of the child.
So if marijuana was found in a student's locker, previously that student would have been suspended for 10 days. What will it be now?
Well, now they come back to school right away, and then we hired a drug and alcohol counselor who gets them help both inside and outside of school. We look at it as more of a health issue than a discipline issue.
Cody Rogers is the spokesperson for Noble, the largest charter school network in Chicago, known for strict discipline and getting kids into college.
There are new and more stringent administrative requirements surrounding discipline policies in public schools that all schools, traditional and charter, need to comply with. And so that's what we're doing, and making sure that our policies are consistent with what SB 100 expects of us, while also still emphasizing school safety and culture as we always have. More paperwork, frankly.
Jennifer Gill is the superintendent of Springfield Schools.
It really calls upon you to apply two tests. When you think about a disciplinary infraction, did it significantly interrupt the process of learning at the school? And two, was it a threat to others? Was there a threat to do harm? Was there harm committed? So wearing yoga pants, something where you can, the first time you get a detention, the second time you get three detentions, the third time you might get in-house, so the fourth time you're suspended, that would no longer be a process that we can follow through with.
And finally, here's Chad Adams, principal of Chicago's Sullivan High School.
To me, that's an equity bill that will hopefully give kids a second chance when they need a chance to right their wrong and learn from their mistakes, and will hopefully drop the suspension rates and the suspension rates of minorities drastically.
His second chance policy, also known as restorative practices, is something Adams learned while he was assistant principal at Harper High in the Inglewood neighborhood, where 27 students were shot during a single year. Harper established a peace room, and Adams got trained to help kids resolve conflicts by talking. He's a certified circle keeper, and no, that does not mean he wears tie-dye. As for his equity comment, the law doesn't mention race or carve out any special treatment for minorities, but State Senator Kimberly Lightford, a Democrat from Maywood, says she pushed this bill because of racial disparities.
There was a 2012 study of the federal civil rights data found that Illinois suspends proportionally more African-American students than any other state in the entire United States and had the highest black-white suspension disparity in the country. That really solidified for me the urgency to continue working on this and getting something really solid on the books.
Reporting for the Education Desk and Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.